AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Kansas City breaks a 30-year drought by rallying to beat the Mets in Game 5 to win the World Series. Correspondent Mike Mancuso reports from New York.
The Kansas City Royals have won the 2015 World Series with a 7-2 Game 5 12-inning victory over the Mets. They last won the title in 1985. The Mets, behind 8 shutout innings from Matt Harvey, led 2-0 going into the ninth, but Harvey walked Lorenzo Cain, who scored on Eric Hosmer's double. That ended Harvey's night. Hosmer then scored on an infield out to force extra innings. In the 5-run 12th, pinch hitter Christian Colon's RBI single off loser Addison Reed put the Royals on top. Kansas City, after losing last year's series in 7, wins the 2015 World Series. Mike Mancuso, New York.
The first bodies of Russian victims of Saturday's plane crash in Egypt have been taken home. A Russian government plane with the bodies of 140 passengers landed in St. Petersburg early Monday. The AP's Vladimir Zachenkov reports Russians are mourning the 224 victims of the crash.
President Vladimir Putin declared a day of mourning all across Russia, and people in St. Petersburg, where the plane was bound, held memorial services, lit candles, created makeshift memorials with flowers and toys and pictures of the victims.
A Kabul official says authorities will take back all Afghan citizens being deported from Germany, which is struggling to accommodate all the refugees and other migrants who've arrived this year. Afghans currently make up the second largest nationality after Syrians arriving in Europe. Investigators are looking into whether a medical problem may have caused a motorist to plow into a group of New York City trick-or-treaters on Saturday night.
Witnesses describe hearing a loud boom, followed by screaming and crying, then seeing a trail of mangled bodies in crumpled, bloodied costumes.
That's correspondent Julie Walker reporting from New York that 3 people were killed in that crash. This is AP Radio News. He was a folksy Tennessee lawyer whose career led him from politics to Hollywood and back again. Former Senator Fred Thompson died Sunday in Nashville. He had lymphoma and was 73. This was Thompson at the 2008 GOP convention attacking Democrat Barack Obama's level of experience.
The Democrats present a history-making nominee for president. History-making in that he's the most liberal, most inexperienced nominee to ever run for president.
As an actor, Thompson appeared on Law & Order and in at least 20 movies. Republican presidential candidates have agreed on a series of demands giving them greater control of debates. Jeb Bush on NBC's Meet the Press says they haven't been given a good platform for the candidates.
This is not debating. I mean, whatever it's called, it's certainly not debating. I mean, because I can complete a sentence in the English language pretty well.
While the campaigns agreed to changes in principle Sunday night, the media companies that host the debates are under no obligation to adopt them. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.